The court will hear arguments tomorrow afternoon on an offshoot of the investigation known as John Doe 2. The John Doe itself was investigating whether Governor Scott Walker's campaign illegally coordinated with conservative groups in the recall elections. This lawsuit was brought by one of those groups, the Wisconsin Club for Growth, which contends the probe violated its First Amendment rights. Judge Rudolph Randa agreed with the club at the district court level and halted the investigation. The case has obvious political implications in Wisconsin, where polls show Walker in a dead heat with Democrat Mary Burke. Beyond that, it could have national implications for the way states are allowed to regulate campaigns and so-called issue advocacy groups. On Friday, the court will hear arguments in a case that has shut down Wisconsin's voter ID law. It was brought by a variety of groups representing residents who had a harder time getting the necessary documents to vote after voter ID became law. Judge Lynn Adelman ruled earlier this year that the law would deter a substantial number of eligible voters from casting a ballot and would disproportionately affect blacks and Latinos. He also ruled that based on evidence introduced by the state, quote, voter impersonation fraud does not occur in Wisconsin. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals also heard arguments 2 weeks ago on a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's gay marriage ban. The court ruled the ban unconstitutional just a week later, though that speedy turnaround time from argument to opinion was the exception and not the rule in the federal court system. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.